Blog Talk Radio.
Turn me up a little bit.
Yo, turn radio.
Haha. What you know about it? What you know about it? I said it. The hip hop, and you don't stop. I rock on, baby, bumble to the boogie, the bang bang, the boogie to the boogie,
the big and the beat.
Really?
Whatever.
Really?
You always cut that music off, like when I'm.
No, you always sing like you crazy.
Whatever. Hello, everyone. This is WTF with Joe D and the lovely and talented Miss Kenitra Jordan. What's going on tonight, partner?
Oh, no.
You don't know.
No, I'm just teasing. This is wonderful. This is the second full week of school. I am having so much fun. I just finished teaching Beowulf. I am now teaching the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, and I am teaching Canterbury Tales. So we are learning about knights and ladies. Fight my ass. Fart
where
stuff,
is my
man.
Where?
Okay.
Where is my blade? I'm getting ready to slit my wrist. If I hear one more thing about
really?
School. Really? Anyway.
Really?
We have a great show for y'all. And you are the whole, my dear. So,
whatever.
Anyway.
Whatever.
We have a great show for y'all tonight. We have Tawanda Brown, author of the Love Game series and Loving Snakes 2. And the real Kenitra, author Kenitra.
Did you say real?
Yeah, the real Kenitra.
I'm not real?
Author of Take. And they're going to be talking about what they have going on now and what they possibly have going on in the future. They're also going to be around for our main hot topic tonight, which is, where's my drum roll? I guess I'll do it myself.
Yeah, do it yourself.
Which is basically. Oh, here's my drum roll. Thank you. A dollar, a day late, a dollar short. Anyway,
you had to know I was going to do that to you.
Yeah, which is basically when you commit to a relationship, should you have to give up your friends of the opposite sex? That should be interesting.
Yeah.
Especially the women. I'm waiting to hear what the women have. And, not only will we be joined by Tawanda Brown and Arthur Kenitra, but our new panelists, we Simply Shonda, and my man Michael Carter, going to be coming around and giving us their little take on that subject. So we have all that coming up, but first we like to get into something that we like to call the spin cycle topic. So KJ, spin the wheel.
All right, my first topic, I don't know if I can do it with a straight face. All right, so, you know, we got Ben Carson, we got, you know, Jeb Bush, we got Donald Trump, we got all these little people talking about, I'm going to run
don't
for
forget,
president.
Don't forget D's Nuts in North Carolina.
I know, right? That's just disgusting. But anyway, so leave it to you to want to capitalize and... on that
whatever.
Name, whatever.
She's
whatever. Whatever. That was my other hot topic, but you just ruined it. So at any rate, so how about Kanye West has decided, now, you know, we can't even get past this first election that's coming up. And I'd be John Brown if Kanye West isn't saying that he plans to run for election in 2020. He made the announcement on VMAs and said that it's about ideas, it's about new ideas, it's about helping the people. And I think it stems from, this is me personally adding my own conjecture in here, I think it stems from when he got flack for the comments he made comparing Obama's wife, Michelle Obama, to Kim Kardashian, because, you know, he got a lot of backlash and a lot of people were really upset when he had the nerve to compare Kim to Michelle. So now he's saying, well, I'm going to run in 2020. New ideas, people with ideas.
What do you mean?
People.
Hold on. What do you mean when he had the nerves? What was wrong with him comparing his old lady to Barack's old lady?
I don't know if I would make a comparison like that. I wouldn't even want to be compared to Michelle Obama because of what she stands for as the first lady of the country. I would not want to ever be compared to her or to have to walk in, you know, her shadow. So, I mean, she does a lot of good things. She supports a man. She stands by her man, yes. But I think it was the way he did it. It was the spirit in which he put Kim in front of Michelle. That's my opinion, okay? But so he says it's about ideas, new ideas, people's ideas, people who believe in truth. And yes, as you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president. This is hilarious to me. Why the hell are you waiting in 2020 to run? Because if you believe in new ideas that strongly, get your ass up there and run now.
Well, maybe he's not ready to run right now. I mean, come on now. I mean, y'all like to think of Kanye as some character, but he didn't get to where he is. He didn't get to where he is today by being stupid and a fool. Trust me. He is a very shrewd businessman. And maybe he does have some ideas. Now, do I think Kanye West could win the presidency of the United
States?
Hell no. Nope. But do I think he has some legitimate ideas and strategies to help this country? I do. And maybe he's trying, maybe he needs these 4 to 5 years to get his political power base together in order to make a decent run at the presidency. That's why he wouldn't be running, you know, now. I get it. You know what I mean? Like, if he has a civic cause and he legitimately wants to run, then it takes time for him to gather his base. I mean, yeah, he has some money, but he's not wealthy by any stretch of the imagination. He would be what I would consider rich, but he's not wealthy, so he has to, you know, he has to gather that base first. And being with the Kardashians, that probably helps because they have a certain amount of wealth. So I don't, like, here's the problem I always have when people talk about other people running for the presidency. There's no criteria to be president. There really isn't. Go look it up. You just have to be a certain age, a citizen, and a few other things. But there's no real criteria.
I think you're old enough.
Really? I wouldn't want to be president.
I wouldn't vote your ass in as president.
Whatever.
So.
Sure you would. If I ran, you'd vote for me.
No, I would not. I know you. There's no way I'd vote
whatever.
For you.
You being a teacher, I would definitely try to increase the pay of teachers, but okay, don't vote for me.
Lies you tell.
Whatever.
Lies you tell.
Whatever. But seriously, I don't see anything wrong with Kanye running, to be honest with you.
Okay. All right.
But
I'm going to give you the Kanye shrug.
Whatever. My topic happens to be a post that was posted in our group. They kind of ticked me off. It really did.
Tick you off.
This chick on a TLC show named Sonya, I don't know what her last name is, but we'll just call her Sonya, refused her fiancé's engagement ring and waited 15 years for him to come up with the ring that she really wanted.
Yeah,
and then
the
she
wedding
said
of
yes.
her dreams.
Yes. And then she said yes. You ungrateful, bougie bitty. I'm just saying. It had to be some little sucker to wait around for him for her for 15 years anyway. You know what I mean? Because if that had been me, if you had dissed my ring like that, bye, Felicia. Don't need you. Find somebody else. Really?
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 Bye, Felicia.
You really going to not marry the dude because his ring won't be enough for you. You know what I'm saying? I hope you go through purity hell in your marriage.
I can't believe you said bye, Felicia.
Yeah, bye, Felicia. I hope it's the worst marriage you ever had in your life. You know what I'm saying? And I shouldn't wish this on somebody, but come on.
You shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say that. To each his own.
The man poured his heart out, you know, spent his savings on the ring just because it wasn't big enough for you.
But the man went back and did what she wanted, so you can't be mad if he allowed it.
Yeah, I'm mad at him too, idiot. Really? 15 years? 15 years later. As Don King would say, only in America. That's all I got to say about that, only in America. But I just had to bring it up because it ticked me off so bad. Really? Are people that narcissistic that they wouldn't get married? So marriage didn't have anything to do with love anymore. It's all about the ring.
Pretty much, you know.
Damn the house and everything else. It's all about the ring.
Pretty much.
Whatever.
For a lot of people, for a lot of women, it is. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, a lot of women, it has become so, I don't want to say egotistical, but, I mean, it's just become a huge thing for a lot of females now. They want that ring.
Remember not too long ago when Gilbert Arenas had that fake ring he gave his fiance?
And you thought it was brilliant.
And this is why. More power to you. I wish you'd have gave her a fake ring, and she didn't know it. Because sentiments like this, that's why people do what they do. That's why Gilbert Arenas paid like he still paid over $1,000 for the ring, but it was like, it looked like it was supposed to be worth millions. You know what I mean? I thought that was brilliant. But anyway, what's your third topic?
All right. My other one was actually, like I was telling you earlier, it was about these nuts running for president.
It was about Ben Carson. Is that who these nuts is?
It might as well be for the crap he's saying as well. But anyway, These Nuts is actually a 15-year-old kid who claims that he did not realize that entering the race with the name of These Nuts was going to cause the national stir that it did. 15-year-old Brady Olson had no clue, so he says, that when he entered the presidential race as These Nuts, that the whole country was going to go batshit crazy and want to interview him. And his mother talks about how some local news station wanted to interview him, and he had to be bribed to go with a Big Mac.
First of all, he couldn't legally enter the race. You have to be a certain age. So how could a 15-year-old
I'm just telling you.
I'm just saying. So how could a 15-year-old, like, they don't check out anything? They just, something seems,
I guess not,
fishy about this to me. Like, there's no vetting system. You just put your name in the ring and say, hey, I'm running for presidency. Nobody checks out anything?
Sounds like it.
Apparently.
You know, to believe
this. Apparently in our state, they don't, because he was in North Carolina, so, I mean.
No, he's an Iowa student. He's
I thought it was North Carolina.
Mm-mm. He's a 15-year-old Iowa student.
Wow.
Wallingford, Iowa. The 15-year-old Iowan running for president as These Nuts.
It's funny to me when I hear you say it. Say it one more time.
Why is it funny when you hear me say it?
Because it's funny. Say it.
Why is it funny?
Because it's funny.
Why is that funny to hear me say that term?
Say, what term? Well, say it again.
I'm not going to say it. Just because I know it gives you some type of perverse pleasure.
There's no perverted pleasure, but it is pleasurable. It's funny to me to hear you say
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm not going to
laugh.
Like
it's like hearing you curse. You just don't. It's awkward.
Kiss my ass. It is not awkward. You are just a butthead.
These Nuts.
I didn't
One more
say
time.
It like that.
One more time.
No.
Before we go to break.
No, I'm not going to say it for you.
Really?
I hate you so bad.
The audience is listening. I'm sure there are plenty of people online right now listening, and they want you to say it. Say it, Kenitra. One more time.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Just like the little girl said when they said, do it for the vine. I ain't going to do it. Now. Anyway.
And on that note, we'll be back with the real Kenitra, author Kenitra, and Tawanda Brown. Right after this.
WTF with Kenitra and Joe D is brought to you by Joe Ken Publications, where integrity and creativity go right together. Please continue to follow with us as we go through the course of 2015. Be sure you pick up our newest release, Washed in His Blood by Kenitra Jordan, on Amazon.com for your Kindle. And keep your eyes peeled because sugar is returning to your Kindle soon and sugar-free. Before 2015 is out, you will know who Joe Ken Publication is. Stay tuned.
Looking for a good read? Try reading Sugarland by our own Jody Sanders. Meet Sugar, a mysterious and vengeful woman originally from a small town in Georgia, as she returns to the Carolinas to deal with her shameful and disturbing history with a group of three very flawed friends. Also by our own Kenitra Jordan, Eternal Bloom. Raised to honor her vows, Ayanna Adams soon learns the truth about her husband and still has to try to find a way to get herself and her children out alive. You can pick up these two titles at Amazon.com for your Kindle or Barnes & Noble for your Nook. Thank you for your support.
All right. And hopefully, I'll just try to bother you and say, when are we going to get sugar-free?
Soon. Stop asking me like everybody else asks me. You're part of my publication company, really. You know. But I will say this. I am very pleased that people are waiting patiently for Sugar Free, but when Sugar Free drops, I'm going to drop something else right after that, just like that. So it will be worth the wait.
And that's what he's been working on. He's been working on getting that ready, so that's awesome.
But I believe we have some guests at the door. Well, come on in. Mr. Wanda Brown.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, let's see. Who all do we have here?
Tawanda? Hi, my name is Tawanda Brown. Hey.
Hello.
This is author Kenitra. How are you guys?
The real Kenitra. Hello, Miss Kenitra.
Hey.
Start them off, Kenitra.
Shonda, are you here?
I am.
And Michael?
I'm right here.
Okie dokie. All
right, how's everybody doing?
We are doing great. Awesome. All right, so Tawanda, what have you been up to since we last spoke with you? What you got going now?
Well, I had my baby since the last time we spoke.
No, what? No.
What's his name?
Charles Johnson III.
Aww. That is adorable.
Thank you. And I also released Love Mistakes 2 with Simply Shonda since we last got on the radio.
Okay.
That's awesome. Now, Kenitra, where are you from?
I am from North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Ooh. So now, are you really, because Shonda keeps calling you her sister, so are you really related to her? You are her sister for real?
Yeah.
Can they stop me doing me like that? Why are you acting like this?
I was just wondering, because you know how sometimes, you know, that's my sister, that's my cousin, you know, because, you know, we tend to claim folks, even though they're not really blood related, we claim them and still say, you know.
If you know somebody 5 years or better, that's your cousin anyway, so it don't matter. What do you
know? Is that how they do it in Arkansas?
Hey. Whatever, Jody, because in a couple more years, you're going to be my uncle. So why you playing? Keep on.
No, he can't be your
I'll
uncle. He'll be your grandfather.
I'll be the perverted uncle. Okay, I'll do that.
Why the perverted uncle?
Because everybody got one. Anyway, are you going to hit them up with some questions, or are you going to sit here and do some...
I am. So, Kenitra, tell us, what do you have out right now?
Right now, I have Literary Chicks, and That's Fine, and a short story book called Kate.
Now, do you have any collaborations that you've done, like how Tawanda and Shonda have done books together? Do you have any collaborations?
None out, but I'm brainstorming a few right now.
Awesome. Now, Tawanda, I want to ask you a question, because now you and Shonda, you know, work together with the different series. How does that work? I mean, you know, as far as being able to collaborate with one another. How do you do that? How do you make it work and come up with a product, a novel that just flows so seamlessly? How do you do that?
It just went from there. She picked up where I left off. We just kind of both knew where we was going, and we just lived with it. It was like it was people but with one mind.
Now, do you just kind of, like, do you talk on the phone while you're writing together, or is it a situation of, like, where you write something, then you hit send and you email it to her, she reads it, and then she picks up from there, or how does that work?
Last question. I have to say, send it to her, say you got mail, she reads over it, she picks up from there, and that's how we go.
That is wonderful. I like that because, you know, Jodie and I are trying to write a collaboration together, but it's difficult because he's so pig-headed. So it seems like it really worked for you guys because you are very easygoing with it. Now, do you guys ever get to the point where you just want to hurt each other when you're doing a collaboration?
No! Why did you ask us that? You don't put us on a spot like that.
No, I'm asking because authors have...
You know how women are. Y'all get catty sometimes.
No, it's not even that.
We're talking
No, it's not even that. Other authors have said, you know, like they get into little tiffs or something when they're writing together and, you know, sometimes they have to take a break, so that's why I asked that.
No, it's nothing but love with me and Shonda.
That is awesome that you guys are able to do that. That's wonderful, Shonda. I wasn't saying it like that. I'm just asking the questions, woman. That is so awesome that you guys do that.
Now, Author Kenitra, I have a question for you. What genre do you currently write in, and do you feel like you will skip around in different genres in the future?
I currently am doing erotica. I don't know. I feel more comfortable with that. But I do want to step out and do something like a suspense-type, horror-type thing and see where I can go with that.
All right. Now, what type of erotica do you write? Because you say you feel more comfortable with that. Now, why is that? Are you trying to tell us that you partake in some freakiness in your spare time? Or, you know, you like to write about it? Or, you know, quiet mind want to know.
Let's get down to the real now.
Basically, what I do is I write out your fantasies. What you think about doing and don't have balls to do, I'll write down.
What? No. I have to get you to read some excerpts. See where that mind is at. Tawanda Brown, how about you?
Yes.
Are you going to stay in the same genre, or do you see yourself kind of skipping around a bit in the future?
I probably want to put my hands in every pot. I want to give a feel for every genre.
Tawanda, you there?
Yes.
Tawanda, Wanda, are you in a hurricane? I just want to ask.
Because it's okay.
About to get blown over there.
No, I'm not in a hurricane. I thought you guys were.
No, it sounds like you like the wind is just whipping.
Headache.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better. That's a lot better.
Okay. Oh. Not me.
Either that or you wrestling.
Ignore Jody. You know, he always bothers people.
Anyway, Michael Carter, you got a question you want to ask these ladies?
No, I'm good. I'm, you know, listening to them and, you know, like them. Excuse me. Like, you know, like them, you know, I'm pretty much, or like the one young lady about, you know, her, you know, sticking with the erotica and whatnot. I actually do have a question. What makes you interested, you said, in, you know, wanting to, you know, get into, I believe it was suspense that you said you wanted to get into. What makes you want to get into that?
Because I love horror movies. I love scary stuff. I love being on the edge of my seat. Like, and I want to bring that to somebody else. And you know how a lot of good books have leave that cliffhanger, and you're like, oh, crap, I can't wait to, you know what I'm saying, the second book comes out. So I always want to see if I'm good at it and give it a try.
Okay. All right, well, start typing.
Yeah. Now, I want to know, do you write under a pen name, Kenitra?
Yes, Opposite is my pen name.
Who's your pen name?
Opposite.
And how did you choose that?
My middle name is Kenitra. My first name is so common that I was known by something else besides, you know what I'm saying, what everybody else know me by.
Gotcha. Well, I have to say I like your pen name. You know, it's just something about it that just, it's something about your pen name. It just moves me, and it just, you know, it stirs deep emotions inside of me. So I feel like you're a kindred spirit with that name, and I just want to let you know I love your name.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so Wanda, what kind of advice would you give up and coming authors that's trying to get to where you are today?
Writing every book, write every day, and everything is not for everyone. So just because one person don't like your book, there's probably 10 other people for every one person that do love your work. So just keep pushing, never give up.
Great. Same thing for you, Author Kenitra. What advice would you give?
Just write. No matter what it is, just write. And I don't let anybody read it until I'm done. But I just write. Any opportunity you have, just to write. Because what you think about at the exact moment, you wait till later to write it down, it's going to be gone. And that's what I've had to learn over this whole process of becoming an author, is that no matter where you are, if you get the idea or you get the thought, you need to go ahead and write down. And whether it makes sense or not, write it and, you know what I'm saying, come back to it later.
Very sound advice.
Yeah,
I agree. I always tell people, invest in some index cards. I mean, I know everybody got a cell phone, and most people have recorders on their cell phone, because I do that too. If I feel like I can't wait to get to my index cards, I'll just record it and then write it down later. But definitely keep some index cards with you, because you can just jot down ideas and post them up later. But coming up after this, we're going to have the main hot topic, and it should be interesting. Should you kick your friends of the opposite sex to the curb once you commit to a relationship? Coming up after this, y'all.
Ah, and we are very proud to announce to you that Washed in His Blood, the very first novel to drop on our label, Joe Ken Publications, is up and running and is live in the Amazon store for you. He was a foster child, ruined by the system.
betrayed by the very system that was supposed to protect him. And now he's back. And those who failed to protect him then will be the ones needing protection now. You can find Washed in His Blood at Amazon.com for purchase, either in paperback or as a Kindle. Happy reading. Again, I apologize for not having some little snappy song. Windows 10, I love the interfacing of it, but a lot of the features that you had with Windows 10, they still don't have a fix for. Well, excuse me, with Windows 8, they still don't have a fix for them now on Windows 10. So maybe I should have waited and upgraded later, but I wanted the latest, newest thing. I mean, I got old Jody, so I wanted the latest and newest of something, so I jumped the gun and got it. So, at any rate, our topic for tonight is, when you get into a committed relationship, should you be expected to give up your friends of the opposite sex? Jody, go ahead and start us out.
My take on that, yes. Sorry. My take on that is, it depends. And I know that's not a popular answer, but I'm going to tell you it depends on your friends and your mate, quite honestly. I don't think that you should have to give up lifelong friends, like friends from your childhood or college or whatever. But I definitely think you should probably have to give up those friends that you know you're just keeping around as friends because they just in case of. Just in case you need a little hit or something, they there. And we all know that especially women, keep a lot of those friends around. But men do too sometimes. Friends that you've either gone there sexually with or have the potential to go there sexually with should be, in my opinion, kicked to the curb. That is if you want a healthy relationship. If not, you know, go ahead and do what you do. But if you really want a healthy relationship, you should want to go all in. And going all in is, and that means taking away the potential threat to your relationship before they become friends. Now, real friends that are like, you know, I'm a guy, so real friends that are like my sisters, no, I'm not getting rid of them because they're just like my sisters. But folks that I know that I could possibly, you know what I'm saying, get some bingo bango with, yeah, they might have to follow back. So that's my take.
So you telling me that you would be willing to give up your female friends?
I didn't say give up all my people. Did you not hear one
no,
word
no,
that
you
I just
said? No, no, you said like a recent female friend,
I mean,
or something, but
did you
said
just
the ones.
What I said and went in one ear and right out the other.
You said like the ones that, you know, you grew up with that were more like a sister or whatnot. You're not going to give those
I'm
up.
I'm not giving
so
those.
Which,
I'm not giving those.
Okay,
up.
So who are you giving up?
I just told you the ones that you could possibly go bingo bango with.
How
you
do
know
you know who you
is?
Could. Yeah, but
really?
Here's my thing. How do
you
know, you
know
who you could possibly
you
go bingo bango
cause
with?
You know. Because you know.
How do you know?
Because you know.
How
don't,
do you
don't
know?
Play naive with, don't play naive with me.
I'm not playing naive. Just
you
like
know
you
the
said,
people
you
that
ask
around.
The questions people want to
you
hear.
Know
I'm
the
asking the questions people want to know.
Whatever.
How do
you
know,
know
the, that you,
you
want a bingo bango?
People, you know the people that you could possibly end up in the sack with. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the people that you won't end up in the sack with.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is those. My thing is those people who you could possibly end up with, in the sack with. Should I'm not saying you should just delete them from your life altogether, but they should fall back. You should make them fall back a little bit. That is if you want your relationship to work. I mean, I'm just saying, if you're all in, you're all in. Now, if you just playing around, then do what you're gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
So what you going to do, Kenisha Jordan? Play around?
I
the one, though, like I said. How you know who you going to bingo bango with? Because, see, here's
my thing.
Your
question. Now, what
I'm answering. Here's the thing. How are you going to say who you going to possibly bingo bango with? Because it takes two to bingo bango. Okay? So he may want to bingo bango. That don't mean I'm going to.
But if your significant other now feels threatened by that possibility of bingo bango, then what you going to do? That's the whole purpose of the question. It's really about your significant other. If your significant other feels threatened by your friends, by certain friends of the opposite sex, because they feel like it's a threat to their relationship, then what do you do?
I guess I'm going to have some serious conversations with him,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have to talk, you know, so that he doesn't feel threatened. Because I don't have a problem with female friends. I don't have a problem with him having female friends, and he shouldn't have a problem with me having male friends.
Okay, well, so let me give you a scenario. Suppose he has female friends that he used to boink back in the day. And when you met her, you saw in her eyes that she would boink him again. You just
knew. That's different.
You got that
that's
vibe from him. From her.
That's different.
That ain't different. You just said
that is different.
I don't mind.
That's different. That was a friend with benefits. If you just talk about a friend who never, if you talk about a friend who wants benefits, but benefits have never been put in place for that friend, that's a different story. Okay, but if you talk about a friend where you have had free benefits with and y'all go back and forth and y'all have done the mambo together on, you know, in the set, that's a totally different, yes.
Okay, but okay.
That's a totally different story.
So do you want your man to kick that friend to the curb?
Yeah, that's fine. He can kick her. He can put on steel-toed boots. He can put on steel-toed boots and kick her.
Michael Carter, what do you think?
I hear y'all going, you know, with the back and forth. To me, it's all about how secure are you in your relationship, and how secure is your partner with you. Now, I'm in a relationship where nobody's going through anybody's phone, any of that nonsense. Mm-hmm. I came into her life, she had a life. She came into my life, I had a life. I met her friends, her male friends. She met my female friends, and it's all good. You know, so I actually just, really kind of kick back and laugh at people who, go through that about who should or who should not be, whether you should, kick people who've been in your life. You know what I mean? Why would you kick them out if they're your friends? And I hear you all going back and forth about whether or not, they're old girlfriends or boyfriends and, whether or not you used to have sex. I didn't remain friends with ex-girlfriends. Ironically, I met my lady at an ex-girlfriend's wedding. it was not like her and I, that particular ex-girlfriend, not like her and I were friends where we didn't hang out or whatever. We just were two people who stayed in touch. And then finally it's like, hey, I'm getting married. I'd like for you to come to my wedding. Well, you know what? I ain't doing nothing, and I went. again, it's for me, it's about, how secure are you with, you and your partner, husband, wife, whatever, how secure are you all with each other? If you're secure and you know your relationship, then, friends of the opposite sex should not be a problem.
So it's used about trust. It should be a level of trust, okay?
Yeah. Absolutely. When she says I'm going wherever, then that's where I figure she's going, and I don't have to, play Sherlock Holmes and do any research or dig in behind it, and she gives me that same respect. There have been times when she's met up with the guys that she works with, for example. She's been friends with them. Well before she knew me, they're meeting up, after work for drinks or whatever, or hey, we're going to get together, we're going to see a movie, and fine. If it's a movie I want to see, I'll join them. If it's a movie I don't want to see, have fun, babe, I'll see you when you get home. Bye, I love you, and that's the end of it.
Right, that sounds actually amazing. Also, Kenitra, how about you? What do you think?
I can't hear. Say that one more time.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I feel like there should be boundaries established in from the beginning, and then, but you know, you do know you have those friends like, hey, you know what I'm saying, I can sleep with him, you know what I'm saying, but friends like that, when you get into a committed relationship, you automatically let them friends go. They're really not considered friends. Those are considered late night or, you know what I'm saying, booty calls, whatever you want to call it. So
when
you become in a committed relationship, those people automatically disappear. And if you notice, they only reappear when you've broken out of that relationship. Happens all the time. So, I mean, like they say, like you said, if you're comfortable and you're well, like you know, okay, I'm for this person's for me, then there's nothing I have to worry about. But if you don't have that trust, then it's never going to happen. Because I've gone through a couple phones. I've showed up at your job and I've showed up at your house because I didn't have that, you know what I'm saying, commitment, and I didn't have that trust. And so that's something over the years I've had to learn to, you know what I'm saying, trust within myself. And if I don't trust him off the bat, then you move around.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I'm serious, Kendra. You and I, kindred spirits, man. I'm just telling you something about that name.
Let me hear, Tawanda, what do you think?
I think that they should all go. It depends on the history and the length of the friendship. If you and this person have been friends pretty much all your life, they stay. But if you and this person just met a couple of months ago, drop them because, like you said, you know who you sleep with and who you don't. If they've been there that long, don't get rid of them for me. We get a divorce. You can't call those people back and say, hey, I was just playing. Friends are right. Keep the long term, drop the short term. You know who's there for you and who's not.
Right, right. Kind of like the whole bros before hoes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yes.
Shonda.
What
say
like
you?
That? Why do you call
them?
Go ahead, Shonda.
It just all depends. I agree with everybody, but at the same time, it's like you have friends. I personally have a friend that we were together at one point, but we were so much more better off as friends that it'll never be a relationship. We won't ever have sex again. But he's not somebody I want to get out of my life either. So it's
suppose,
like,
okay. Let me ask you this, Shonda. Suppose you find a great guy, and you know, you're like, he's got all the criteria that I'm looking for, and he's talking, you know, long-term, possibly marriage, all this stuff. But his one thing is he doesn't like that friend that you just used to work with. What do you do?
Just because he don't like him?
Yeah, like he feels threatened by that friend.
He feels threatened?
Yeah.
Oh, we can't be together anyway. You feel threatened by something that doesn't make sense. No, we can't be together. Because that means you're not confident in yourself or your relationship. So, no, we can't even rock like that. That's not cute. Okay. That's not cute at all. You know, you have to be able to, again, like Michael said, you have to be able to, you know, trust that it's not going to go. If I tell you that nothing is going on, then believe me when I say that. And then we won't have a problem because you have no reason to be threatened because I'm going to be like, hey, this my friend Jeremy. Boom. We did.
But now tell me something. Do you like it if they are a little jealous or no room for jealousy? I'm just asking because I was reading this little quote where it was something, you know,
it's
cute.
Cute to an extent.
Yeah.
But then you got some crazy jealous ones that be like, you know, oh, we going to break up if you don't quit messing, quit talking to him. For what? He was here long before you. Why am I stop talking to somebody that I know for a fact got my back when I'm down? Why would I do that? Because you can
real.
Up and leave, and he been down for me for 10 years.
Exactly. I'm going to
keep it real with you. Jealousy is not cute at all. I don't care if it's a little bit. I don't care if it's a lot. It's not cute at all.
You got the
friends.
If I got mine, don't judge me.
I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about me. I don't find jealousy in a woman attractive one iota. You know what I mean? Be confident in yourself and what you got. Because being jealous of somebody else is not hitting on.
Wait a minute. Jealousy not just on the female. Why are you saying it like that, Jody? Huh?
Because I'm talking about females.
Jealousy
y'all talking
could
about
also
males.
Be on the
I'm
male,
about
too.
I didn't say males weren't jealous. I'm talking about females, though. Y'all are
but
talking about
really, dudes deal with it differently than females. I think that's a bigger problem, too. They deal with it differently.
Dudes just get crazy as hell.
I think, what? Y'all don't get crazy as hell? Come on now.
Really?
Y'all can be in bushes, stalking. You get your girlfriend to stalk with you. Come on now.
Have I ever been in somebody's bushes about anything?
No, we don't go to. I knock on your front door.
But you're not
we don't do that.
No. I knock on your front door.
Why?
Hell, I even call you and tell you I'm on my way, so you won't be surprised. Hey, I'll be there in a few. That's me knocking. Shoot. I'm too cute to be in the bushes.
I know, right? It's bugs and stuff in the bushes. I ain't got time for that.
Exactly. It's bugs and stuff in the bushes. I ain't going to go there. But, now, Shonda, so you've never dated a guy and you felt any kind of way about any of his female friends? Never.
I'm not going to say it. No, that's not true. But I'm going to tell you, because once I feel some type of way,
uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you. I'm going to be like, yo, did you bone her? You fuck her? What is it?
What's this relationship? Suppose he said what you just said. Nah, it's good. We good. That's just my friend. So then what?
I mean, you have to be honest about it. If somebody, my thing is this. Don't ask questions you don't really want to know the answer to.
Now, I agree.
Because
that's
the quickest way to get your feelings hurt. So it's suppose my dude was like, yo, Did y'all do something? My next question is, do you really want to know?
She already knows if you say that.
That's not true.
If I ask you, Shonda, did you and such and such do something? And your response to me is, do you really want to know?
Because some people assume that you done done because it's a specific question. Dudes don't like it when you tell them that you done gave another dude head. They don't want to hear that. They want to imagine that you ain't never had sex with nobody, that they your first, or you ain't never gave another dude head or whatever. They don't want to know that. So in my head, I'm like, you really want to know what I did? Because if you really want to know, I'm going to tell you, but don't be mad about it.
In what
because
world does that happen?
About it,
I know.
Yeah,
Michael Carter. In what world does that happen?
In what world does that happen?
Shonda's world.
If you get mad about it, that is. If you get mad about it, I'm gonna tell you that's a personal problem because it is. Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to. That's like Bubbles being like, all right, I'm sorry. That's like Kenitra being like, well, did you eat my broccoli? Do you really want to know if I ate that chocolate? Or do you already know I ate that chocolate? And then she's mad about it because she know I didn't, but you're mad about it. You can't be mad. That's the problem. Get over it.
No, wait a minute. Okay. Here's what I think you're not understanding where the anger is coming from. The anger ain't because you did it. The anger may come from now he knows that you did it, but you're still around the dude.
I still have a pick.
Let me give you a scenario. So if your dude had a female friend and you came out and asked him, so did y'all smash? Were y'all smashing buddies or whatever? And he was like, well, yeah, we did it a few times and she, you know, knocked me off with some sloppy top maybe about 20 times. You still going to be cool with that?
I don't want to know the count. Don't tell me the count.
You still going to be cool with that?
because of my situation, I'm open to a lot more things. Because I kid you not, like, this person is real. I have a friend. We were together for like 6 months to a year. And of course we was getting it in. We was together, so you know we was getting it in. But like we broke up, we still friends. So it's like because of my situation, I'll be a lot more open. But I'm gonna tell you this though. I'm gonna tell you, you got to again. You have to have boundaries. She can't right. stay tonight. I'm not gonna let dude come to the night. He can come to the family function, but his ass got to go home.
Okay. I can get with that. That makes sense.
But I'm going to tell you now, you shouldn't ask another chick that, because he might get upset. I'm just saying. He might not be as open.
Well, Ms. Jordan, what do you think?
I already said what I have to say. Like I told
Elaborate.
You.
Elaborate.
Women are not the only ones who get jealous. Men get jealous as well. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm getting to the point in my life where I just kind of feel like you're going to do what you want to do. You know, a dude is going to do whatever the hell he wants to do. So me being jealous, me saying I don't want him having this person as a friend, in the end, it's not going to matter. Because if he's going to fuck her, he's going to fuck her. So
well, hello, Miss FCC.
I'm just saying, you know. I'm just saying. I mean, am I wrong or am I right, Shonda, Tawanda, and Kenitra? If he going to do something with her, he going to do it regardless.
Exactly, because a dog, they're a dog. I mean, no matter what these people want, he's going to be a dog.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm just at the point now where it's like, why even bother being upset about him having female friends? I'm too old for that at this point. Yes, I said it. I'm too old to be concerned. I'm too old to be concerned about his female friends at this point in my life. If he's going to be with me, he's going to be with me. And no amount, and I'm not saying I won't be jealous or whatnot, but I'm just saying I may as well just go ahead and swallow my jealousy, because if he's going to cheat, he's going to do it regardless.
Yeah, I think, but sometimes it's not just about cheating. Sometimes it's about respect. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. It's about, you know, respect the boundaries. It's not just about cheating. It's not just about, like, okay, if I get with a female and she has, like, these. And then, too, I'm always leery of women who have nothing but male friends anyway. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, sometimes you got to have at least a couple of girlfriends. Like, if all your friends are dudes, that's a red flag to me. I'm just saying. But if she got somebody in her life that's like her brother or whatnot, I don't care about that. But if she got somebody in her life that she used to smash and used to, like Sean said, you know, slob all over, I got a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? If she's still hanging around them.
Like Sean said, if you want to think that you're the only dude who's, you know,
nah,
you know,
I don't
want to
think I'm the only dude, because, I mean, you know what I mean? I'm adult enough to realize that at my age, most women aren't virgins, you know what I mean? And I'm sure that they've, you know, broken some guys off with some nice sloppy top once in a while, so I'm not that naive. But I hope that they're not still hanging around with the guys that they were breaking off sloppy top to, you know what I mean? Now, if they hanging around each other because they have mutual friends, or let's say the guy is in another relationship, let's say he's married and she's friends with him and his wife, you know, that's different to me. I probably wouldn't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's single and they're still hanging out with each other, yeah, it might be an issue. And to me, it's not just about trust. It's about respect. There's more.
Since when does marriage matter to people?
Say what?
Since when does marriage matter to people? Because sometimes it matters to some people. It matters to some people. But honestly, marriage doesn't matter to everybody anymore. Like that vow doesn't mean anything to some people anymore. So you could say you might not have a problem with it when if he's married. But truth, truth to shoot. If she gonna screw that man, she gonna screw that man whether he got a ring one or not.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I've been in those situations.
I've been in those situations where me and a former smash buddy are still friends, and
you
she got with somebody,
man.
And she got somebody else, and I got somebody else, and we're still cool, and we're actually cool with each other's partners. So I mean, you know what I mean? That can happen. We ain't smashing. We ain't still trying to, you know. Okay.
Hey, don't be trying to clean that woman.
Shonda.
Really, Judy? I didn't know you still had. So you still got friends that you used to smash? Wow.
Of course.
I thought you were the one in the beginning who said that you need to give those people up.
I said you need to give up people. I said you can give. You need to give up people that you still have the potential to smash. I don't have
so
the potential
if you,
to smash.
So what you're trying to say
you
is
meet somebody that had a potential to smash. It don't mean y'all can't be friends. You just have to get over it. You can meet somebody at the grocery store tomorrow and want to smash that chick and be like, oh, well, shit, I guess I can't do that. Well, we can be friends.
Nah, I don't friend
exactly,
new people like
Shonda.
That. I'm too
exactly.
old to be friending new people. I don't need that many friends to begin with. I'm not 20.
But I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
In real life,
I'm just saying, I'm not meeting
real
no new
life.
Chick at the grocery store just so we
can
be friends.
You can meet a chick on the road. You can meet her on the road. You can meet her anywhere, whatever. Anyway, that ain't the point. But you could meet somebody and then be a, you could think like, damn, I wonder what she like in bed. But, I mean, she got the potential to smash. That don't mean you are. That don't mean you ever
exactly.
fail. You don't ever get the opportunity. But
exactly.
it's there. Anybody could
but
be
again,
a potential smash person.
But, again, like
exactly.
I said, sometimes it's not just about trust. It's about respect. It depends on what my significant other thinks. If my significant other doesn't have a problem with me meeting a new friend, then okay, that's cool. But
mm-hmm. I will never disrespect my mate, but at the same time, you have a friend that you've been friends with. I'm going to say, okay, my situation, I'm not going to give my friend up. I'm not going to do it. So I'll respect you enough not to bring him around if that's going to be a problem for you. But as far as me just being like, yo, we can't be friends, that's not going to happen.
So your butt buddy that's been your friend for the longest going to keep
Did
you from being.
Did you say butt buddy?
Yeah, going to keep you from being in
it,
a committed, long-term marriage relationship. Suppose you have the potential to be in a.
Like dead ass, when I didn't have nobody else to talk to, the homeboy was there.
Okay, well, that's
when
what they can get with your friend. Get with them.
I don't like him like that.
Think about what you just said. You're gonna keep him in lieu of anybody else.
That's like him telling me I can't be friends with Bubbles. Like, that's not gonna happen. That's like him telling me I can't be friends with my best friend because he don't like her ass. Because what if she was gay? Then what? No, I mean,
Then he really would like her. It's not happening.
Because in my world, if you have a friend, let's say me and you together, and you got a friend, and you was like, we had sex a couple times. In my head, y'all done had sex about 150 times. Y'all done it everywhere. Y'all was doing it for a long time. In my head, I just made that shit up. Honestly, I done made it up in my head. That's how it happened. But I have to trust you enough that you're not going to do the shit no more. If I be like, yo, I really, you know, I'm not comfortable being around her, I'm not going to stop you from being her friend. But she can't come over here like that. And she can't be in the house when I'm not here. If you tell me that, I'm going to be like, shit, all right, cool. Let's do that. He can't be here when you're not here. He can't spend a night. All of that good stuff, cool. We can set some boundaries. I'm going to respect you because you're the man. I'm going to respect that. But as far as saying I can't be friends with him, I'm sorry, that's not happening. Because that's like you telling me I can't be friends with my best friend. And that, for me, that's not loyal. Because at the end of the day, loyalty is everything to me. If you're not going to be loyal, I can't fuck with you. I'm not going to tell you to stop being friends with your brother.
Well, let me tell you something real quick, Shonda. If you were with Jody, you wouldn't have to worry about that because, as you already heard him say, he already got friends. He still got friends he used to fuck, so you ain't got to worry about that. I'm just saying.
What are you talking about?
You put that out there. Did he not say that, Shonda?
How does that relate to what she just said?
I'm just saying, as far as you wouldn't have to worry about, she wouldn't have to worry about you asking her to give up a friend because you still got friends that you smashed. So therefore, you know, there you go.
Well, I should call them acquaintances. I ain't gonna call them friends. It's not like we hang out like every other day or talk on the phone like, you know, once or twice a week.
What did he
say
earlier?
We're still friendly,
Shonda,
if we see each other. But we're still friendly if we see each other. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, hey,
but
how
Shonda,
you doing, whatever.
Changed his story because he said they hung out.
I'm not changing my story. I didn't say we hung out. I said I have friends, at least a couple, that they're in relationships now, and I'm friends with their significant others too. And there are times that we have cookouts, gatherings, or whatever. We all get together. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so do y'all slip off behind the grill?
No.
I'm just asking.
No, I'm respectful.
Y'all don't slip off behind the grill? Huh?
No.
No, you sure?
No. Why don't you ask our guests? You're alienating our guests.
You hear that, John? Now alienating our guests.
Wrap it up, KJ. Segment is about to be over. Wrap it up.
We want to thank Kenitra. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and Tawanda, I'm sorry. You guys see, we just kind of cut up all the time. And you add Shonda and Michael to the mix, and they just fit perfectly because then we can just all cut up together. But we just want to end the show by thanking you guys so much for being here tonight. We really appreciate that, and we just want to encourage everybody to go out and make sure that they get your books and they support you.
Hey, the books. We have the Love Game series by Tawanda Brown and Love and Snake 2, and also Take by author Kenitra. So y'all go out
and
y'all
they are
books.
Available on Kindle, right? Amazon for Kindle.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and then next week we have Legacy, and we have Jody's friend Sean on the show next week, who is a web designer. So be sure you tune in and listen to that. All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to say goodnight to everybody, but thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Shonda and Michael Carter, for chiming in. We will see y'all next time.
Hit it! Yeah.